From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns commences his next message in a series of studies in the book of Joshua. This message, entitled Unfailing Guidance for the Unknown Future, was preached on New Year's Day in 1995, and in the course of the message there will be references to that occasion. Yet the biblical instruction set forth here is an encouragement for God's people at every point in their Christian lives. The text is Joshua chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, which records the preparations for the children of Israel to cross the Jordan and begin their conquest of Canaan. The people will be preceded by the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant. And in verse 4, Joshua tells the nation, "Ye have not passed this way heretofore." As Dr. Cairns will emphasize, there is here a note of obscurity, of the unknown. Yet there is also a note of opportunity. Israel had failed God many times in the previous 40 years. Now new opportunities lay before them. Before coming to the message, Dr. Cairns takes a few minutes to speak of the glorious truth of the pardon of sin.
The other day I was talking to a man who was telling me of how he had entrusted to his brother a particularly important job and had paid him well to do it, and he returned to find that the job was not done and it caused a great deal of trouble to the original brother. So he said to me, when I look back on it, I can never forgive him for that. I've talked to other people and they've thought of things that they have done in their own lives. In fact, I think of that particular brother who failed to do what he was supposed to do. Looking back in his life and looking back on some awful errors and false steps that he took and decisions that he made, he has lamented with tears that he could hardly forgive himself. How often people could say that. I'll never forgive myself for what I do. Now, the truth is that it's not your own forgiveness that you need, though obviously you have to deal with your past. It's not my forgiveness that you need. It's not the church's forgiveness that you need. Ultimately, it's the Lord's forgiveness that you need. Now, does God pardon sin? How can a holy God, an absolutely pure and holy, sinless God, ever come to terms with you or me in our sin? The Bible gives us the answer. The prophet Micah said, "Who is like unto thee? A God that pardons iniquity." This is the very keynote of the good news of God for men. God pardons sin. There is a way of pardon where God will say, "I forgive you." And when God says, "I forgive you," he says, "As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us." Notice, from east to west, not from north to south. There is a north pole and a south pole. There is a measurable distance between north and south. You travel north, you can only go so far, and you'll ultimately start traveling south. But if you go east, you can go east forever. You go west, you go west forever. There's no east pole or west pole. These are words, therefore, in the Bible that mean he is removing our sins from us forever, and he's removing them from us as far, if I could use a strange term, as one end of eternity is from another end of eternity. There is no meeting up again with the sins that God has pardoned. He says, "I have blotted out as a thick cloud your transgressions." So here is the glorious promise of the gospel. Now, if you confess your sin, 1 John verse, chapter 1, verse 9, if you confess your sin, he says he's faithful. That means he'll keep his word. He is just. That means he has paid the price by the shedding of the blood of Christ. If you confess your sins, he is faithful. He is just to forgive you your sin and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Am I speaking to somebody today who's carrying a burden, a memory, something you cannot forget, something that dogs your steps every day, a black past, a vile or filthy secret, something that's crushing your conscience, makes you incapable of living and afraid of dying? Let me tell you, there is power in the precious blood of Christ to cleanse your conscience, to purify your soul, to bring you into a right relationship with God, and to give you peace in the knowledge of sins forgiven. Get to Christ, for he alone is able to pardon from sin.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we are greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest, as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS Audio Magazine simply by writing to LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Turning to Joshua, continuing to look at these opening chapters of the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 3, and we're reading together the first five verses. Joshua 3, verses 1 through 5. Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. It came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, when ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. That yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go, for ye have not passed this way heretofore. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord
will do wonders among you. Amen. The Lord will add his blessing to the reading of his word. We want to examine these opening verses of Joshua 3, but there will be particular emphasis on the last statement of verse 4. Ye have not passed this way heretofore. Last October, I had the privilege of visiting Windsor Castle, where I spent some time going through a very ancient church in the grounds of the castle. In that church, many of the kings and queens of England lie buried. On a wall in the church, I found a plaque that commemorated probably the most memorable lines that King George VI ever spoke to the British people in all his many broadcasts to them. You should know that it was, and it still is, the custom in Britain for the monarch to address the nation on Christmas Day and to reflect on what has happened and upon the year to come. King George VI had the unenviable task of doing that on many a Christmas day that was very dark and bleak for a nation either at war or recovering from the awful hemorrhage of war. And King George was a very poor speaker. He had a very decided stammer, didn't like the work of having to address the nation at any time. Added to that, he was a man of great personal shyness. So it was a great ordeal. And yet, despite all those negatives, I think of all the monarchs broadcast by either by George or by anyone else, he it was who touched a chord in the heart of the nation with the words that were commemorated, or are commemorated, on that plaque in Windsor Castle. He quoted this poem. I said to the man at the gate of the year, give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown. And he replied, go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than a light and safer than a known way. Though the words of Joshua and his officers in our text this morning were different from King George VI's words, his message to Israel was very much the same. As we stand on the threshold of a new year, we can identify with the children of Israel as they stood on the borders of Canaan. As both King George VI and Joshua reminded their people, before us lie untrodden pathways, unknown ways. But we are not left to tread them alone. We have a sure guide to lead us, to guide us every part of the journey. I want us to look at our Bible reading this morning, and I want us to think very carefully, very simply, upon this theme of unfailing guidance for the unknown future. When I read these words, I mark first of all that we face an unknown future. The word says in verse 4, ye have not passed this way heretofore. The nation of Israel was passing forever out of the wilderness into the promised land. Israel was going to face dangers, oppositions, warfare, and conquests that she had never known before. She was going to enter into possessions that until then had only been a dream. And though Israel went forth in faith into the promised land, the people knew nothing at all of the particulars of their journey, either of their entrance, of their battles, or of their occupation of Canaan. Before them, there was an unknown way. And as we stand here at the gate of 1995, we are in a totally similar position. And over this entire year, indeed over every minute of this year, we may write the words of verse 4, "Ye have not passed this way heretofore." In those words, I find there is a note of obscurity, speaking of a way that we cannot see. We may think that we have great wisdom, we may analyze things as best we can, but we must remember the words of Proverbs 27 and verse 1, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." Before us, in the will of God, there stretches a year. But we don't even know what a day will bring forth. We have no means of penetrating the darkness of the next 24 hours, never mind of the next 12 months. There is here a note of obscurity. We stand in great ignorance. Should I say, it is a blessed ignorance. It's a merciful ignorance. But nonetheless, we stand in great ignorance of what 1995 holds for us. We do not know whether we will be ill or well. We do not know whether we will live or die. We do not know whether our plans will flourish or whether they will fail. There is a shroud of obscurity upon the future that lies before us. But when the scripture says you have not passed this way heretofore, it is sounding another note, and it is a note of opportunity. We haven't been this way before. There is, in one sense, a clean page to our book. There is a new start. There is a new opportunity. The Apostle Paul spoke of the opportunity that God gave him for service in 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 9, when he said, "A great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries." We can certainly say that 1995 is for us the opening of a great door. It is the opening of a door of opportunity, an opportunity to do things we have never done before, an opportunity to experience things we have never experienced before, an opportunity to succeed where in the past we have failed, an opportunity to spread the gospel where heretofore we have never brought it, an opportunity to enter into the fullness of God in a way that we have never in our lives known. We look back with a lot of mixed feelings. We look back with praise to God and thanksgiving for the mercies with which He has hedged in our way. But we look back with a great deal of shame. We look back with a great deal of guilt. We look back upon failures and fallings. We look back upon sins and iniquities. We look back on things that grieve the heart of God and grieve our heart as well. But as we look forward, there is the opportunity to do what Paul speaks of in Philippians chapter 3, to forget the things which are behind, to reach out to the things which are before. We have the opportunity to step out of the shadows of the past into the bright light of the promises of God. We have the opportunity to leave behind us the tawdry mess of our failure and our sin, and by the grace of God and the pardoning mercy of Christ and by the infilling of the Holy Spirit, to step out with determined power and to know what it is to grasp the opportunities of grace. There's no better time for us to take our stand with Paul in that great conviction which I have just quoted. There is no better time than the very first day of the year to say, let the things that are past be behind. I put them under the blood of Christ. Whether they be successes or failures, they are past. And the only use they have for me is to instruct me and warn me and educate me for the future. But the past is past, and it is time to face the future with my hand in the hand of the Savior, my trust in the person of the Savior, and my way directed by the wisdom of the Savior. There is a note of opportunity.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.